family would be at least on a very familiar basis, because you are just a few. Yeah, or, I mean, I get a glass of water here. So, obviously some of you won't remember when last I spoke, but probably several months back, I spoke on how to transform mind. And one of the characteristics of a transformed mind that I spoke about was gratefulness. And with it being Thanksgiving and this, this time of year, I thought that'd be a good time to look into that one, look into that idea, that, that characteristic, and go a little bit deeper into just gratefulness and this season of thankfulness that we're having now. So. I'm sure many of you have been in situations where it's been hard to be thankful. It's been, perhaps someone, perhaps you can be upset because what you, all this work that you put into serving your family or trying to just create a good atmosphere, people aren't thankful for it. It's like, man, I'm doing all this effort and all this work. No one really seems to care that much. And I'm sure you're not alone if you feel that way. Or, natural response, for some reason, is not generally one of gratitude. I think it's much easier to be selfish or even just be apathetic, just not care. I find that myself. I find it easy to, it just kind of happens. I don't really see the, all the effort and the work that others put into, for example, like the all the work that went into, we had a lot of things going on with our family. I know a lot of work going into that, and growing up, it just happens. You're 8 years old, you're 12 years old, it's just there, it just happens, you're having a good time, and it just, you don't really think about all the effort that goes into that. But oftentimes that self-centered nature can show through, and I have an idea as to why that is the case, even more so than just because of our fallen nature. But I'll get to that just a little bit later. So, I don't believe that you can become and become a thankful person just instantly, instantaneously. I think it's something we must practice and we must be intentional about if we truly want to become, to live out of a grateful heart. I'm going to kind of be jumping around today. It might be one main passage. So you can try and follow with me if you want. I'm going to see right here in First Chronicles 16:34, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever." Then in Ephesians 5:18-20, it says, "Do not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So here it shows that God is, he's good, he's worthy of our praise and of our thanksgiving, which should be enough. That should be enough for our continually giving thanks, just because of his nature and what he deserves. But reading through and kind of studying, I came across a handful of practical, just everyday benefits that come from gratitude and living out of a grateful heart. Improving relationships. By appreciating others, you improve your relationships. Gratitude improves your physical health. It improves your psychological health. We become more empathetic. We become less prone to anger or hostility when we live out of a grateful heart. Another benefit of seeing things through a grateful, with grateful eyes, is it enables you to see positive outcomes as opposed to negative. It brings joy to you and others around you because it's contagious. It improves your self-esteem. It reduces selfishness. It reduces enviousness. So we shouldn't just be grateful because that's our proper response. I believe that's our proper response to God's goodness and who he is. But there are an array of physical benefits that just come on a purely practical level. So I want to get into a little bit how we go about doing this. How do we live a grateful life? How do we live how do we become more thankful? All the time. It's not just when it's easy, when it's tough. How do we do that? So, during my study, I came across a handful of ideas, and I'm going to go into each one. First one I came across was, you have to regularly practice it. It has to be intentional. You have to think about it. It has to be something, I know for myself, when I want to do something regularly, I put a reminder on my phone. So each day or at a certain time, it says, ding, hey, reminder, do this. Because if I think, oh, I'm going to do it, it won't happen. So I have to do something proactively. I've got it myself. Some of you may be able to just focus on it for a period of time and like, I can get it done. For me, I can't do that. I have got to put something, when I think about it, a reminder down for this time, I will forget about it. Thankfulness, it should be our default position, but I find for myself, at least, and I'm sure for many of you, that that's not generally the case. It's very, very difficult to be grateful if you have a critical attitude. Because that's going to help that if we live out of a critical attitude, we're going to see the bad as opposed to the good, just plain and simple. When you see gratitude, or when you see something good in your life, express gratitude for it. Point it out. When you see someone do an act of service, something kind, point it out. When someone does something unexpectedly, you know, offer gratitude, point that out. You could do that by giving them back an act of kindness, by giving them a gift, a note card, or a thank you card, something that you can give to them that expresses your gratitude. We all, as you can see, we can all complain at times, but if we practice responding to our own complaining by finding something, it doesn't have to be big, just something small to be grateful for. It actually will help rewire the neurological pathways in your brain, making it easier to be grateful. So I think it's kind of like a habit. The more often you do it, the easier it becomes. The second point I have is express gratitude regardless of the situation. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We hear Paul telling the Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances because this is God's will. And why is it important? Why is it necessary for us to do this? Because in the moment, when we're in a certain situation, it's difficult, if not impossible, to see the larger picture. We can't look at the entire situation and see it's going to play out like this, and that's why I'm in this moment. It's easy for us, I think, in the heat of the moment, in a tough situation, to lose our clarity of thought or judgment because of the battle or because of the situation that we're in. And in those moments, we can't see the positive. We can't see the good that's been come out of it. But if we look here at Romans 8:28, a verse very well known, it says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. So while I might not be able to see the whole picture or the whole situation, how it's all going to play out at the time, we can still know that God's working it out, you know, for our benefit. He can work it out for our benefit and for His glory. I find myself, it's so easy to look back and see how something played out, and then when the next situation comes, I can kind of forget what happened, and I'm just straight back to, oh, what's going on? I can lose that trust, but I can't remember how God brought me through in the past. And that grateful attitude where I should be able to look back, I should be able to say, God brought me through, I'm grateful for this, I'm thankful for this. I lose that when it comes back to the next situation. And again, I'm negative. I can kind of be overburdened with which is why it's important to give thanks, like, to help reset my standard view of living, as opposed to living out of a negative view, living a positive view. This third one that I came across was the one that spoke to me the most. Praise God when all is well. I find that's the hardest for me. Is praising God part of your daily routine? I try to make it more so a part, but I know that's one of the toughest for me. When things are going well, do you praise God continually? It's easy to seek God when stuff's tough. Like, I'm out of answers. God, where are you at? I need something. I need an answer. When things are going good, I'm good. Psalm 107, 21 and 22 says that, "Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works for the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." I'm just going to run through Psalms here. I was just looking up while I was studying, and Psalms is probably the best, but they're all throughout the scripture. But I'm just going to run through Psalms, just reading these various scriptures. Psalm 7:17, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord on high." Psalm 9, verse 1, "I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wondrous works." Psalm 35:18, "I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people." Psalm 69:30, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Psalm 95, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods." Psalm 100, which I'm sure many of you know by heart, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, not with ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Psalm 118, verse 1, "I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Psalm 147, verse 7, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise to the heart of our God." I'll go into the New Testament, Colossians 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Colossians 4, verse 2, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant and in thanksgiving." 1 Timothy 4, 4 and 5, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is sacrificed for thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer." 2 Corinthians 4, 15, "For all things are your sakes. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God." Ephesians 1:16, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." And that's not the half of it. I was scrolling and seeing which one I wanted to add. I was like, I'm going to add just a bunch of these, but this isn't half of it. I could have gone on and on and on. I could fight about my whole time with just the verse after verse of the exact same thing. Tend to think that life should do well for us. And when I mentioned earlier at the beginning that our natural response is not generally one of gratitude, I don't know if it's that way for everybody, or if our outlook is changed due to the fact that we live in such relative wealth and ease of living. But for some reason, that's our default setting. We think that life owes us to some degree. So when things are going well, we don't think of it as God's gift or his blessing. It just is what it is. It's just the way it is. And sometimes it takes something bad, or it takes an uncomfortable circumstance to help get us back into the habit of praising God, of being grateful, being thankful. So learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcomes. We should all take time to consider the benefits that come from difficult times, from trying circumstances. Sometimes removed from the situation, and you should be able to see the good. good that came from it. Hopefully, after coming through a difficult trial, you can look back and you can see how God stretched you, how he grew you, or maybe even how it influenced somebody else positively. Maybe it's not even about how it affected us. Maybe we can just look back and see how I handled it or how God worked in me in those situations really affected somebody else and helped them. Very often lessons we learn from the strength we gain from these experiences will show up in a new challenge, a new trial down the road. And I think that can be probably one of the most rewarding, one of the most rewarding parts of going through a bad experience or going through a tough time is looking back and seeing how what God and how he helped you grow, you can use that now in the current situation, whatever that may be. Learning to see past trials and experiences through God's perspective, through eternity's perspective, enables us to be more thankful during times of struggle. I have two more points. The fifth one right here is make gratitude a part of your interaction with others. Gratitude should impact our relationship with people as much as it does with God or towards God. Does anyone here just know off the top of your head what just the dictionary definition of appreciation means? I'm sure if you, anybody who's bought a vehicle, car, truck of any kind, you know what depreciation means. You know that as soon as you take that car off the lot, especially if it's brand new, you're going to lose a lot of value just in that moment. Depreciation just means to decrease in value. And appreciation is just the opposite. It just means to increase in value. Rick Warren once said to appreciate means to raise in value. That's not only true of things, it's also true of people. When you appreciate somebody, you literally raise their value. So when you appreciate your husband, you raise his value. Or your wife, you raise her value. Same thing with your kids, you raise their value. Or a coworker, a boss, you raise their value, raise the value of the company that you're both working in. As you develop gratitude, you can make a ministry out of raising the value of other people just simply by appreciating them, being grateful for them. The Bible says it like this in Ephesians 4:29. It says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So make a regular practice of expressing thanks to the ones closest to you. I think that generally people we say thanks to the least are the people closest to us. We tend to take it for granted. They're just there. It's just how it is. They're just part of our life. We don't necessarily think of them oftentimes as a gift or a blessing. Final one I have is lean into the strength gratitude provides. Those who are the most grateful and learn to see how God's work regularly show up have shown, I think, the most perseverance. They're able to power through because of their perspective that God's with them. Like there's a strength that comes with that. I think gratitude is as close a superpower as humans can have. Along with love and a couple others. Because it allows us to see past our own experiences and see past our own trials, tribulations, whatever we're going through. And it helps us to see from God's perspective, see what he's doing, how he can use us to positively impact others. I have it written down here. It says not only are thankful people able to draw strength and gratitude, they're also able to empower others from that perspective as well. I think it's important to realize just how powerful it can become, or how powerful we can become if I read that clip wrong. I think it's important to realize just how powerful it can be if we become intentional about developing individual hearts. You know, if we as Christ followers were more intentional about living out the spirit of thankfulness, living out the spirit of gratitude, I really think it would stand out to those around us. There is a lack of that. It's not expected. People don't expect great response. I mean, I just out on the job, just listening to people talk, it's negative. It can be going through some basic problems, problems, problems. And I got a call on Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. A guy called me, and he had said, I was waiting on something for him for my work. And I was waiting to come in late, and he called me Tuesday afternoon, and he said, hey, this thing that we're expecting to come late is going to be here next week. And I told him, I was like, yes, thank you so much. Like, you can call, I don't care if it's Thanksgiving night at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you have good news, you can give me a call. But that's so rare. And so oftentimes I see a number or a name come across your phone, and you know, I don't want to answer that. You know it's just going to be problems. And it can be so hard to express gratitude and to be thankful, even in those moments, because you know, there's not common with any good news. And so I think when we are grateful, when we express gratitude, I think it really stands out, because I know it did to me. Earlier this week when I was talking to him, just how grateful I could feel myself just being, because something good happened. Even when something bad happens, if we can learn to live out of a grateful heart and still be thankful, I think that can stand out to people, because it's rare. It's not a part of it. It's not natural, and I think people realize that. I think here in the church, we have the greatest of opportunities to influence others. It can be someone in your family, it can be just your community, it can be, you know, a broad goal of the nation or the world. We, as the church, probably have the greatest opportunity